during the shutdown. Governor Evers says the USDA's restrictions endanger vital food aid and that the state likely won't cover the shortfall with its own money. Crews have started work on the Lincoln King housing development. The project will create 35 new homes with support from the city, Habitat for Humanity, and local developers. A new Wisconsin bill would require repeat reckless speeders to install GPS-based speed-limiting devices in their cars. Drivers convicted twice of speeding 20 miles per hour or more over the limit within 5 years would have to use the device for a year at their own cost. And voting is underway for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. People can vote for their favorite Halloween displays online, with winners announced on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and many communities do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can see some times online at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes it seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodgers Stadium. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds around for your Wednesday afternoon. Just a bit of a breeze coming off the lake there. East at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low to mid-40s. Partly sunny Thursday in mid-50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Save Lord, for the night time. To forget the day. Give up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Elvis Presley was not the first person to record this song. It was first recorded by the guy who wrote it, a guy named Mark James. But that song didn't go anywhere, and then Elvis gave it a shot, and boom, big hit, WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
She's at
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Lobo did Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, his first hit. His real name, Kent Lavoie. I don't know why I remember that stuff. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget about half an hour from now. Pretty heavy song. And this is a song that Jimi Hendrix ended up recording. You're not going to hear Jimi Hendrix, but you're going to hear the song that inspired Jimi Hendrix to record this particular song. And Hendrix is pretty well known for it. So that's half an hour from now on WRJN.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Air pollution leads to higher rates of breast cancer. According to a new study from researchers in Oregon, they found women living in areas with heavy emissions from cars and trucks are more likely to develop breast cancer. The Trump administration recently rescinded EPA rules meant to reduce vehicle emissions. Wisconsin's small farming communities bracing for the end of federal food share benefits. Not only do thousands of rural residents rely on federal food assistance, about $120 million of Wisconsin's food share benefits are spent at local farmers' markets. Bragging rights for Wisconsin apples, an organic orchard in Washington County named one of the top 10 apple orchards in the country by USA Today. Peck and Bushel Fruit Company in Colgate is the largest organic apple orchard in the upper Midwest. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and a smile on her face. The touch of my hand and this girl's one breeze. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runner out to a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy who knows. Away from a runaround sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what to do now? Whoa.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Gary Puckett, still out there and still wowing them.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Oh! me do.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's new leadership at the South Shore Fire Department, and it's a familiar name. Dustin Ellis is taking over as chief after serving more than 15 years with the department. He had been filling in as interim chief this year. Ellis will now lead 69 firefighters who handle thousands of calls each year in Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant. He says his goal is steady growth to meet the needs of the growing communities. A Racine man accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky has entered a not guilty plea. In Dane County Court yesterday, 39-year-old Ryan Thornton says he'll serve as his own attorney. The judge ruled that there is enough evidence to send the case to trial. His bond remains at $85,000 with a new court date not yet set. Police in Racine say a man out on bail for a felony drug case is in trouble again, this time for fighting officers and making threats. Officers say 39-year-old Justine Brown refused to follow commands during a traffic stop, tried to swallow marijuana, and hurt an officer in the struggle. Prosecutors say Brown later threatened to attack one of the officers. He now faces multiple new charges, including several counts of felony bail jumping, just months after his last arrest. And voting is open for Racine's Spooktacular Homes Decorating Contest. The entry period is closed, but you can still get involved by choosing your favorites online. A statement says it's all about showing off community spirit and Halloween fun across the city. The winners will be revealed on Halloween. Racine, Kenosha, and most other communities in the area will do trick-or-treating on Friday. You can check out a complete list at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine, a few clouds around for your Wednesday afternoon. Just a bit of a breeze coming off the lake there. East at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low to mid-40s. Partly sunny Thursday in mid-50s. It's 53 at our studios.
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a life.
Nice to be with you. I love all the things you say.
This is Neely Wilson of the Supremes, and you're listening to my favorite love child, Dan Marcus, the one with a quiet voice.
easier. Ooh, talking can get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, talking can get brighter.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Five Stair Steps, a dynamic name there, The Five Stair Steps. Coming up, a very powerful song, literally a song that Jimi Hendrix recorded, but this is the first known recording of this particular song. Hendrix nowhere around this record, but it's still pretty heavy. You can hear why Hendrix was attracted to this record, I believe, just by listening to this Los Angeles garage band. That's coming next, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
It's the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale. Here's a scary good deal. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No promo code needed. From local restaurants to retail, now's the time to stock up. Get ahead on your holiday shopping with gift certificates that make the perfect stocking stuffers. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Halloween Sale.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookie book time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energy's at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energy's, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energy's, energy you can depend on.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one inspired Jimi Hendrix to record this same song. And if you listen closely, you can hear the rough edge on the guitar. And that is probably what attracted Hendrix to this particular song. This is the first known version of this song to be recorded by a Los Angeles garage band named The Leaves. The bass player for this band went on to play with the Turtles for years. And then with Flo and Eddie and Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Jim Pons was his name. And I'm intrigued by, if you listen closely to the record, he's got a great running bass line in this song. The song is, "Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand?" The Leaves. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
I'm going out and find my woman now, she's been running around.
pretty serious song. We'll go a little more sweet with tomorrow morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget here on WRJN. WRJN.
Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm going to make my way out of here now. I've got the air chair warmed up for Kurt Volman, and he'll be doing the class of 1972 at 5 o'clock with the 5 o'clock class reunion. Keep it here all day for great tunes, lots of local news as well on WRJN.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We come on the sloop, John B.
Yeah. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The UN says Hurricane Melissa has devastated Jamaica at levels never seen before. CBS's Jason Allen is in one hard-hit area and says the driving is treacherous.
The drive to get to this point has been difficult. You're going around trees. You are going over rocks and culverts and debris that has been thrown up into the roads. Very, very slow going. You can still see, though, a lot of people trying to drive out of this area where the worst of the damage is. And we've also seen a lot of people who are trying to get in to help people who are still stuck in some of these communities near where the storm made landfall.
The hurricane also lashed Haiti and Cuba. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan on where things stand.
Maximum sustained winds near 100 miles per hour, currently centered about 150 miles to the south of the central Bahamas, and moving more quickly now to the northeast, now at around 14 miles per hour.
The government shutdown continues with measures hoped to keep SNAP benefits in place. Torian Small reports from Capitol Hill it's unclear how they'll fare because of opposition to piecemeal measures.
We've seen Senator Ron Johnson looking to put forth a bill that would pay federal workers. We saw Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat, also do that. Both failed.